appellation of a neder, which means that described with something which is short form for a neder, and the Bavli brings down, and the Yerushalmi will bring it in much less detail, a yad for a neder as well. A yad for neder means a short for short. A kinui means a yad is a short form. A kinui is similar word. A synonym. Synonym. I think is the word I'm looking for. The same means the same thing as neder, but it's a different language, different term which you use. So, euphemism maybe is the right word. For neder is a neder. Charamim, a cherem, is a cherem, of course. The neder is something which is forbidden to me, a cherem is something which goes either to the Kohanim or to Berek Abayis. Shvuos, so an oath as opposed to a neder. A neder is on an object, the shvuah is on the person, right? Neder is on the chepzer, shvuah on the gavra. Nazirus, kinazirus, if one takes a nazir, a pledge to be a nazir, in a form of kinui or a yad, that also is considered to be a nazirus. Ha'im el chaver, somebody who says to his friend, mudur ani mimcha, I'm banned from deriving any benefit from you. Mufrash ani mimcha, I'm separated from you. This is from you. These are all kinuim, right? Sheini ochelloch, I will not eat from you. Sheini toemloch, I will not taste from you. And these are yodos, because you don't complete the statement, because it doesn't say the neder or some language of neder. So these are both examples of, on the one hand, kinuim, and on the other hand, yodos. Also, all these work and is forbidden. Minuna adilach. What if I say I want to be in cherem unto you? Rabbi Kiva in Cholchim Bezer. Rabbi Kiva was inclined. This Maralil Cholchim means he gnashed his teeth together about this, but he was inclined to be machmir on this one. Kenidah Rishonim. Somebody says I want to have fulfilled upon me something akin to the nedarim taken by Rishonim. That's valid. By neder, it's a valid neder both by nazir and by karban and by shvua. Why? Because Rishoyim make the dorim and don't take them. They say I swear all the time, and they don't mean it, right? So that's a valid oath or valid neder. Kenidre ksherim person says I take an oath like the ksherim take oaths concerning those things. Lo amar klum, it's meaningless because ksherim don't take nedarim. So therefore, somebody says this is a neder, kenidre ksherim, it's not a neder. Okay? Can he advise some, but if he says it should be like the nedava of a kosher, then that's a valid neder, benazir of a karban. Why is that? Because a nedava, so ksherim do make. The difference between neder and nedava is, of course, neder is harei a lie, it's incumbent upon me. Nedava is harei zeh, this animal or this object. And of course, the neder is more severe and ksherim refrain from taking the dorim, because if they don't actually give the neder, they have responsibility to fulfill it, and they have this responsibility upon their shoulders until they complete their neder. Whereas in the dava, if it gets lost or stolen, you don't have to replace it. So therefore, that's not considered to be as severe a matter. Okay? Now, we begin the Gemara. That's all the Mishnah. Now, normally, in Masechet Sot, at least till now, I was going through and telling you the contrast to a certain extent between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The first Gemara here in the Yerushalmi is totally different from that in the Bavli. So, no point in doing that. The Bavli has completely different concerns than the Yerushalmi. This is almost all unique to the, but I mean, there are occasionally points where they touch common ground, but generally speaking, this Yerushalmi is not in the Bavli at all, the entire Yerushalmi here. Ksiv, it says, Ishki Dar. It says, if a person takes a neder, Matam Lomar Neder, it says, Ki Yidar Neder. Ishki Dar, or Yidor Neder, I think it actually says. So why did it say Yidor Neder to be done? From the Kidorim. But this we learn that euphemisms for Nedarim are like Dorim themselves. Again, not in the Bavli at all. Oish Shavah. It says, Oish Shavah Shavuah. So could have just said he shava. Why is this? Why I say redundancy? And mikach kunuya shvuos kishvuos. The same idea. And euphemism for shvuos is shvuah. Achko cherem. It says achko cherem asher yachrim. So again, achko cherem matam lo mi yachrim. Why is it also yachrim? And mikach kunuya charamim kicharamim. If one uses the euphemism for a cherem, it's like a cherem. Neder nazir. It says by nausea, if a person takes a neder nausea, right? And then it says lahazir. Neder nausea lahazir. Matam lomer lahazir. Now let me catch a kunei nuzias and yinazirus. Got the pattern? Okay? So it says where ad kudu, and that works out. Rabbi Akiva Darmel Shosri Buime. This is a consistent machlokes. He had it several times in Masech Tesoita. Rabbi Akiva always darshins double lashonis. So here too, right? Kiva darshan double choice, it's just kinuye, nidorim, kinidorim, etc. But Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, darmer, lishoines, kfulim, hein, that just said they're double language. Vatara dibra kadarka, and it's a normal fashion, Torah speaks that way. That's the way it happens, you know. And for example, we have other cases like this, aloch halachta. Lavan says, Yaakov, you went. Nichsov nichsavta, you yearned. Gunov gunavti, Yosef says. Gunov gunavti, it was stolen. So according to him, all these lishoinas are just double lishoinas for emphasis or the way people speak. So therefore, you can't darshan all the double lishoinas we just darshan. So minolon. So how do we know that kinuy nidorim like nidorim, etc.? So this is what I tell you, don't worry. Ishki yidar neder lashem. Says a person takes a neder. Or he shavah shvua, or he takes a shvua. Le'isor isor al nafsho, to forbid something his soul, lo yachel dvaro, he may not defile his words. Ma'atam lo mekechol yotzev v'yaseh. So Ray says, he may not defile his words, which means he's got to keep what he said. So why does he have to say after that? Everything which comes out of his mouth, he has to do. Elamikan, rather from here we learn, shekunuye nedorim kinedorim. The euphemisms of Nidorim are like Nidorim. From the extra language, it says he has to do everything he said. We already know that. It means everything. What is everything? Even a kinui. The kinui is Shvuah Kishvuah. And that pasuk is talking about both Nidorim and Shvuahs. So that we know Nidorim and Shvuahs. Uminai che kinui charomim ke charomim. How we know that the same thing is true by charomim? Because we have a Xerah Shavah. Neder. So Xerashov neder. Ma neder shenema lalon kinui nedorim kedorim. Just like by neder itself, the euphemisms for nedorim are like nedorim. The kinui shvua kishvua, and the euphemisms of shvua are like shvua. Af neder shenema kan, so to the neder which is stated by cherem, kinui echaromi kecharomi. And the saying is true by Nazirus. I don't know. The euphemisms for Nazirus are like Nazirus. Same idea. Neder. Zerushov. Ma neder shenemar lalod. Just like neder, which is stated by Nedorim. Kinuye shvua b'shvua k'shvua. The shvua is like a shvua. If the euphemism for shvua is like a shvua. Af neder shenemar kan. So to the neder, which is stated by Nazir is Kinuy Nazirus, Kinazirus, so the euphemism for Nazirus is like Nazirus. Mamakan Rabbi Akiva, what does Akiva do with this pasuk? It says, of Kechol Yetzim Yipiv Yaseh, right? Rabbi Yishmael learned that to teach us Kinuy Nazir, Nether is like Nether. What does Rabbi Akiva do with that? It's sort of superfluous pasuk according to him. So Mikan Lo Nether Shabbat Mitzosa Batel Kulo. He learned from me that a Nether, which is partially canceled, is completely partial, canceled. In other words, if there's some part which cannot be fulfilled for some reason, you know, let's say part of it is Nishma Mashkosa Bar Torah. You made a shvua on something which you can't fulfill because it goes against the Torah. But so then in that case, the entire nether is cancelled as well. Mikael Nether Shabbat Mitzosa Batlo Kulo. Ma Makayim Rabbi Shmuel Nether Nazir Lo Hazir. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the pasuk of Neder Nazir Lazir, which seems it's not a Lashon Kofel. I don't know exactly what, I'm not sure exactly why that one's not one of the Lashonis Kofulin. But for some reason that one, yeah, Pnei Moshe says, because it doesn't say lin nazir nazir. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it should have said. For some reason, that one doesn't fill into the fit the bill of kanchi di b'turk lashem ne'adam. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that one? Mikach adam kavei lov nazirus b'soch nazirus. He learned nazirus. He learned from this that a person can make a nazirus when he's already a nazir. The second nazirus he took upon himself will take effect after he finishes the first nazirus. Means one, even when you're a nazir, you can be a makaba another nazirus upon yourself subsequently. Says the Gemara, it's a nice drasha. Later Rabbi Akiva came. The Alpha base, so Rabbi Akiva not out that way. Islay, yeah, kulamitamon islay. He learns both rushes from there. That he learns out from neder, nazi, lazi, there are three words there. So by that he learns out that nazirus, kinui, nazirus, and nazirus. And also that one can take a neder as a nazir when one is already a nazir. Okay? So he learns both things out from that statement.
Why would I think that?
Because I might have thought you only get one drush out of those three words.
No, I'm saying, why would I think you can't make a neder to be a nazir when you are a nazir?
Because you already are a nazir. What kind of neder? It's a meaningless neder.
Well, if I made a neder to be a nazir for, 3 days...
No, but he didn't say, you'd be right if he said, I'm going to be nazir in the future. But he just said, twice, nazir, right? So the chiddush is that it works nevertheless. So we can't show the kavel of nazirus of nazirus. So that means a person takes by himself nazirus within his nazirus. Says the Gemara, "Va'loha erchin v'acharamin." Why? So these are also forms of oaths. Erchin, when one pledges one's value to the Beis Hamikdash or somebody else's value. Charamim, which we mentioned already, are what goes to the Kohanim. But Tmuros, when one makes an animal, a Tmura of another animal, one has a Kodesh animal, or takes another animal, tries to exchange it with the first one, and in fact, both become Kodesh. Vekdeshos, something which you're making Hekdesh. But Parshoi, these are all included in Parsha. In other words, they're also forms of Nidorim and Shuos. So why is it also say by them, Velot Ninon, Kinuya Erchim, the Kinuya Tzmurus Vekdeshos. It's only cited some of them as having Kinuyim. Why don't you mention Kinuyim for Erchim, Kinuya Tzmurus, and Vekdeshos? Says more, I'll tell you why. Because there are no Kinuyim in this. Vidal Tzninon, where are we to have mentioned? Theoretically, you're right. Kinuyim of Erchim and Tzmurus and Vekdeshos are Kinuyim. But there are no such Kinuyim. Vidal Tzim, Mavin and Misli, what could we have said? There are no words other than erchin for erchin. You think arfin, artzin, aktzin? Those are not words. Arfin, artzin, arkin are words which are kinuim, they're not kinuim. Tamufa, tamarna, tamuka? They're not words. Hageder, hagezer, hagaram? Instead, for insectish, those are not words either. In other words, kinui means there have to be euphemisms or synonyms, either in Hebrew or some other language for the issue involved. But there are no, it's of Chiddush, the Gemara is saying, there are no euphemisms which go for Erchin, for Tzmura, and for Hekdesh. So either use the right word or no word. There's no other word which can be used. Okay?
Okay. So how does the word Konam?
Konam is a euphemism for Korban. That's how it works. Because the classic net is to say, Harea like kick korban. It's like korban to me. So konam is a euphemism for korban. Okay? Nihra commando amar stamcha, it's not simile. New issue. Nihra commando amar stamcha, a little bit of kabbalah. I understand that if you mention Charamim here, and only Charamim, is we're talking about Charamim going to the Beis HaMikdash to support the upkeep of the house of the Beis HaMikdash, the house committee. But according to Pin, which holds that generic Charamim go to the Kohanim, not the Beis HaMikdash, Why don't we also mention the euphemisms or synonyms for truma? After all, truma is also a form of neder. So why don't we mention those in our Mishnah? Says the Margad, "Beilat sinah ma'av and misne." What would you want of us to learn? Trufa, trutza, truka? These are not words which connote truma. Okay, period. Rabbi Yaakov Racha Amar. Rabbi Yaakov Racha said, "Yuspalgun Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Lazar." Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Lazar machlokas. I did not see this machlokas in the Bible,
but it's being said machlokas. Rabbi Yochan Malokin Al Isaros. Interesting concept. You use the word isar instead of neder. Say, let this piece of bread be an isar upon me, and then he eat it. So if you said that I made a neder that the bread is offered to you, so then you get flogged if you eat it. But what if you use the word neder? You use the word isar, okay? Which isn't mentioned in the Torah. What's its status? Same thing as neder or not? So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Racham Ma'is Bal Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. They argued. Rabbi Yochanan Ma'is Lokan Isar is to get flogged for an Isar. Rabbi Lazar Ma'in Lokan, you don't get flogged for an Isar. Rabbi Yaakov Racham, Rabbi Yaakov Racham said, Kach Meshiv. Now here's a few reversals here, or changing yourselves. Kach Meshiv Rabbi Elazar should be, not Rabbi Yochanan. That's all the unfortunate change here. Kach Meshiv Rabbi Elazar es Rabbi Yochanan. Switch the names. This is how Rabbi Elazar refuted Rabbi Yochanan. Al Daich, according to that Omar that you said, take out the word A. According to you that said Loki Nali Soros, according to you, Rabbi Elazar says you get flowery Soros. But Nina, didn't we learn Hamuder Hanoya Mechaveru? If somebody takes an oath not to provide benefit from his friend, V'nichnas lebakro, and he goes in to visit him. So it says there, the words are missing here, but it says there, Omeid Avalo Yoshev. You're sick, and I took an oath, or I took a neder actually, that I'm forbidden to derive any benefit from anything in your house. So I can go with the visit, but I can sit. I can't sit, because I'm getting on off in the chair, but I can stand. So says the Gemara, according to you, lo yikonis, you shouldn't be allowed to go in altogether. Because you hold that in case of Isar, there is, the case of Isar, there's Malkus, right? So if there's Malkus, we should forbid you even from entering the house. As a siog, lest you come to sit down. But if we hold that even sitting down by Isar is not like us, then I can see why we let you get into the house. But if by transgressing an Isar, you already get Malkus, so why do we even let you enter the house? You might come to sit down, we should make a Xer against it.
What about possibility of getting the Hakar?
Yeah, but that should outweigh the potential of transgressing Avera. It's not a case of Asei Dochalos Asei. Rika Chaim is not an explicit mitzvah. The Raisa should be doicha the law of getting Hanor from his house. So, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, but the Gemara gives a similar answer to what you said. Now, I'm not sure how we know this story about an Isor, that Mishnah later on. So Karmel says, we can set it up that way, that's all. It's not a big deal. So it says, there's different. The reason why he's allowed in is even though he might potentially get Malkus if he sits down, because of Darkei Shalom.
Yeah, but what type of Gzeira are we making here? Like, a common usually just makes Gzeiras in a common case.
Like, why is this not a common case?
How many people you know are Moher Hanah from someone?
In the old days, it seems like an awful lot.
Yeah.
We Baruch Hashem, nowadays, this is something which I noted last time around Daf Yomi Bavli, we don't really have the same concept in the Dorin that they had back then. It's successfully been inculcated and ingrained in Klal Yisrael not to make Nidorin. But this obviously was a tremendous avoid. It must have been in the old days, it was much, much worse. So this is actually something which we have much less problem than previous generations did. It's a chiddush, but that's the way it seems to be. So, The question is, what exactly their Darkei Sholem is. Is Darkei Sholem the Oraisa Svar, is it the Rabbana Svar? Usually it's the Rabbana. But there's some of the Achronim who want to say it's actually the Oraisa in order to explain the next question. Now I'm going to read you the next question first, the way the Mashbiach reads it, which is a very novel way of reading, which changes the gears severely, but it makes the most sense. Okay? Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi asked, even because of Darkei Sholem, Afilu, it should be instead of Shavuos according to Darkei Sholem, Afilu be Yeshiva Yei Mutter. He holds Darkei Sholem as a Doraisa Svara. And he can't make a netter which undermines Darkei Sholem. So then he should be able to even sit down. So it says more, Tanina, we talk to learn to Bryce, which says, Nichnas Osir, see how he changes it. You know how to go, I'm sorry, it should be switch around. Nichnas. Oh, no. No, the Bryce refutes that. Today we learn Nichnas Mutter Yeshiva Asura. It's all part of the question. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yossi boy, Imnei Darkei Sholem again. Koinem Imnei Darkei Sholem. I feel be Yeshiva Mutter. Today, yeah, we learned Nichnas is Mutter Shavuos and Yeshiva's Osir. So it's all part of the question. The Gemara doesn't really answer it. So he wants to say that Darkei Sholem works for Doraisa, but the way I think it's supposed to be read. Is kin here to the Pnei Moshe, who says here, Rabbi Yossi boy, imnei Darkei Sholem afilu b'shavuos yeh mutter. Even in Shavuos, it should be mutter. Now, it's an interesting thing. We don't know where he found this dichotomy, but he found a dichotomy which says that by Shavuos, you're not allowed to enter the guy's house. Only by Nidarim you're allowed to enter the guy's house. You don't have to sit down in either case. But you're allowed to enter by Neder and not allowed to enter by Shavua. Right? So the question is, you know, of course, if it's because of Darkei Sholem, then why should you not be allowed to go in even by Shavua? On the contrary, it should be a Kal v'chomer. If in the case of a Neder, you're allowed to enter because of Darkei Sholem, and the house is also on you, so Shavuos you certainly should be allowed to enter, because the house is not also on you, you ossered yourself on the house. That should be less severe problem, right? Shavuos Neder, the house is also on me. Shavuos, I'm also to enter the house. If in the case of Neder, I'm allowed to enter the house as long as I don't sit, so Shavuos, I should certainly be allowed to go in as long as I don't sit, right? So he says,
if the
Shavuah
is on me,
right,
it means I should not even enter the house. I'm not supposed to get any halacha
from
the house. So that means I can't even walk into the house.
No, the Shavuah is not to derive benefit from the house. It's not to walk in. The Shavuah is not to derive any benefit. Right, if a Shavuah is not to walk in, of course you're not allowed to walk in. If a Shavuah is not to derive any benefit, the Neder is on benefit from the house. So if on the Neder, where I ask for the house from me, I'm allowed to enter. So Kav HaChomer in a Shavuah, where I took a Shavuah not to derive benefit from the house, I should be allowed to enter. So says Mor Tznina, you know, we learned Eina Chanami. The Dorim Osir of Shavuah's Mutter. The exact opposite of what we just said. Taka. Neder is more severe. And neder, if a person takes a neder not to derive any benefit from a person's house, he can't even go be mevaker choylem by him. He can't even go in, much less sit down. If he took a shvuah, which is less severe, then he can enter the house as long as he doesn't sit down. So Taka, we found that a variant reading which says that by neder you can't go in, only shvuahs you can go in, and only then because of Darkei Sholem.
What's the
Oraisa
source of
Darkei
Sholem? Is it just a small
thing? Derachei Darkei Noam That's what I mean. It's not the Torah itself, but that's... we do find things. Sorry. We just had a Yevamis Darkei Sholem. We had in the Yevamis. They had that a Yevam born after the death of his brother is not Zoykek Liyavim because of Derachar Dachinam Chomisiva Ser Sholem. It has to be alive at the same time. So we've seen, we use that pasuk to teach us the Oraisas. Okay, Says, but the Pashas here, you're right, it's not the Raisa. The Pashas says he's allowed to go in any event. Because he asserted benefit. And benefit means sitting down. But the thing is that, nevertheless, we made a Drabbanan Isser by a Nether and only allowed it by a Shavua. Because the Nether is more severe because of the nature of the Nether. Okay. Says, more, Eze Isser. What is considered to be an Isser, which is a subject of Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, if it's considered to be like a net or not. Kikur Zeolai, so I'll tell you what it is. A person says, let this loaf of bread be upon me, Kiyom Shemes Bo Abba, like the day that his father died. Now, the day his father died, he didn't eat any bread. So let it be like the day his father died. That's what he says. Okay? Says the Gemara. Or the day that so-and-so was killed, they didn't eat any bread that day as well. Or kiyom sheis Yushlaim chareb, like they saw Yushlaim desolate. Zeu Isser Shomer Torah, that's Isser. Rabbi Bob Shem Yochanan, for Rav, Tarvein, I mean, they both said, Vushi had another Bosayom, it's only if he's bouncing off a day on which he had itself taken a nether. But he says, let today like to be like the day his father died. And on that day he had taken a nether not to eat bread. So then today bounces off, it's called tfisa. It grabs on to that day. So it's got to be that original day had a nether attached to it, and now he's matpis this day and that day. Okay? That is considered to be an Isser. Says the Gemara, Hagwash! Rabbi Yossi asked, Imbisha Yishiyan Nodr Bosayom Lomli Isser. It can't be considered, an Isser is a unique category. Hakposas Neder is a Neder. If I say, let today be like that day on which he had a Neder, so that is a Neder. We're looking for something which is of a different category, which is called an Isser. It can only be an Isser, he says, if it's of a lesser category than the other, then it's subject to Malchus, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Lezer, if there's Malchus by Nisr or not. And that can only work if the prior day, the day his father died, or the day he saw Yerushalayim destroyed, he had not taken a Neder on that day. And he's bouncing off it now nonetheless, that's called an Isser, a lower notch. And literally Isser, of course, comes from the word Asur, right? So it says, Mayim Shayon Neder Bosayom, Lamali Isser. V'yomar Kosayom, let him just say, like that day, and that's a classical nether. So there, and the Gemara doesn't answer that. Okay. Says the Gemara, although we're not finished with the issue, the Gemara goes on to something else. Says the Gemara, Isar zu shvua, mivta zu shvua. Is an Isar a shvua? And as a mifta, which I guess it's also, I'm not sure exactly what mifta is, I assume we'll have it later in the Masechta, but it's also a type of Isar, less than a neder. So the question is this, when Isar is a shvua, mifta zu shvua, im oimrat Isar, I'm sorry, it's a question, is Isar shvua and is mifta shvua? What's the difference? Im oimrat Isar, it should be min shvua. If you say Isser is the type of Shvua, Chayav I'll call Isser v'chid Isser. Fascinating thing, which tomorrow will say is not true on Daf Beis when we get there. But, you know, we're on Daf Aleph right now. Did you notice that? It's a funny thing about Yerushalmi. So in any event, when we get to Daf Beis, the Yerushalmi will say this is not true. But if you all, the Yerushalmi is, I mean, if I say a Shvua, then I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And then I say again, Shvua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And then I eat it. How many malchus do I get? So according to this Yerushalmi right now, two sets of malchus. So if an Isser is like a shvua, as many times as I say Isser, I'm going to get that many times malchus if I go and transgress it. Okay? So Isser is a shvua, chayv akolai Isser v'Isser. V'akol shvua v'shvua. Just like an Isser v'shvua. But imayim, if you say, there's a word missing here, to carbonate and gilin if I put it, Ein Isser means Shvua. That Isser is not a type of Shvua, right? The word Ein is critical. Chayev al Zev Yifnei Atzmo, Then he'll only be Chayev two. Now, which two? Not Shvua and Shvua. Once you take one shvur, you can't be chayav another shvur. But you're chayav for neder and shvur. Interesting thing. You can't be chayav. This Yerushalmi Elohim can be chayav on shvur after shvur. But you can't be chayav on neder after neder. Because what does a shvur do? Shvur says, I won't do this. So I can say, I won't do this many times. Each time it's a shvur, now it's mechayav. But neder means this thing is osur to me. Once it's osur to you once, you can't make it osur again. Right? It's already beyond the pale. So therefore, you can make a neder and a shvur, but you can't make a neder and then a neder. Even if you can, according to this Yerushalmi, make a shvur and then another shvur. Okay? So it's to say, if an isser is like a shvur, then as many isserim as you make, you get flogged. If you say an isser is not like a shvur, then you can only make two, you can get a maximum of two floggings. One for neder and one for shvur. But beyond that, not. Okay, is that clear so far? So it says the Gemara, again, none of this is in the Bavli. This is not at all in Bavli, any of this stuff. So it says the Gemara, Isur zu shvur. Didn't we quote, I actually know I made a mistake when I began this a couple lines ago, I began the statement, I said this part of the question, but it said the word Isur zu shvur, 3, 6, 8 lines to the bottom, this is a statement. Isur shvur, mitur shvur, that's a statement, it's like a header. I forgot. And now the Gemara comes back to that header and says, Isur zu shvur, look at that header you brought down, which must be a fragment of a braisa, so I don't know where it's from. But Isur shvur, v'temer im oimer arkein, it says in the header of the, with the quotation from the braisa you brought down, it says Isur shvur, and you're saying, if you say X, if you say Y, it said explicitly in the braisa, and Isur zu shvur. There's no two ways about it, right? It seems, I don't know who the second Tano is. But he's saying, the reason why I have a Chakir is because we have two Tanoim. Not true. You can even say it's one Tano. And this is a very nice thing, Rabbi Yirmi says. If you say an Isser, if you use the Isser is like a generic term. If you say Isser in a way which clearly indicates that it's a Neder, like you say, this piece of bread should be Isser upon me. So then it's a Lashon of Neder, right? Imaimat lo Lashon Neder, Atoifso Lashon Neder, then takes on the character of a Neder. Omra, but Lashon Shvur, he said as a Shvur, he said, I want to be Isser on the bread. So then, Atoifso Lashon Shvur, then it's the language of Shvur. So it depends how you said Isser is a generic phrase, it could be either one. Now it still goes back to the Chokas we had earlier, which is whether you can be like on Isser or not. Because Isser might be a generic term, but it's a notch lower term than Neder and Shvur. So the question is, does it have the exact same parameters in Neder Shvur, or is it a lower language in the Neder Shvur? And we never resolved that issue. Okay? Tape Beis Amav. Asa Isser Harei. Oh, and here it explains. I didn't have to explain it, right? Your mistake explains itself. Asa Harayu, it should be a lie. It says, it should be an Isser upon me, I told you so, then you grab, then you perceive it as a Neder. If you said, Asa V'eni Tomo, it's an Isser upon me, I'm not going to taste it, I told you so, it should be Belash and Shvua, then it takes the form of a Shvua. Im Oimrat Isser Min Shvua, it depends what you say. If you say it's type of Neder, so only once, right? Im Oimer at Isser Min Shvur, Chayev al Kol Isser Val Kol Chushvur V'Shvur, right? That's a quote which we just said before. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi said, not true. Lo Asiel B'Chamisha Kikori. It's only true if you have five loaves of bread, and each one he said, Isser, 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 Isser. Then you can have a Shvur after a Shvur. But on one loaf of bread, Abba Kikor Achas, became a chizkor love lo shvur. Once he made a shvur, a soul can avail him. It's a fascinating thing because neder, I understand. If you took a neder and said, this thing is upon me a neder, so then I understand he made it for yourself like an avela, or usually we don't use, usually so call it a carbon, right? It's like a carbon upon you, and it's beyond your capacity to have anoa from it. But Rabbi Yossi says, even if you take a lashon of shvur, and maybe he's medayik, and he said, it doesn't say it's like a korban. He says it's like a nevela. Once I pronounce upon myself a prohibition in my relationship to this loaf of bread, I took a shvur not to eat this loaf of bread, so then I can't say additional shvuah about it. Vis-a-vis me, this became not like a korban. Never makes something like a korban. But it became to me like a nevela. It's also to me. So I can only make a shvuah now vis-a-vis another loaf of bread. So this contradicts the more we had the bottom of Aleph and Beis, which says you can make multiple shvuahs on the same object. No, you can only make one shvuah per object. Which is fascinating. I don't know what the Bavli holds about it, because Bavli doesn't discuss it over here. But I'm not sure, I don't know if the Bavli agrees with this, but it is a chiddush that shvuahs also are like the Nedarim in this respect, that I can't take more than one shvuah per object. Okay?
Just wondering, from the third line on Beis Amud Aleph,
yeah.
Couldn't you learn that to be part of Rabbi Yuria's statement? Imamar is.
It could be that part of Yuria's statement. I prefer to think it's he's quoting from before and trying to expound upon it. But because then I don't think Rabbi Yossi would say qualify Rabbi Yuria's statement. I think he would qualify a fragment from a brisa. Right. But I can't prove that to you. Okay, but in any event, it says, "I'm going to see the last yellow bechamish. He called him, so he had 5 loaves of bread. I will keep him one loaf of bread. Mekayim chizkir loaf shvuah. Once you mention shvuah, hasok and avela, mekan veilch from here on in, kimiyachol shvuah. So, like trying to make a shvuah, al shouldn't be sorin, should be al yisurin. So you can't make shvuahs so just like." You know, the principle which the Yushami has not expounded on yet, but we have a famous principle, Mushav Oemid Al Har Sinai. If I could take a shvuah not to eat treif meat, right? So then the shvuah doesn't take effect, because it's already osur on me. So once I took a shvuah on something, not to eat it, the second shvuah is like making a shvuah on something which is already osur. That shvuah doesn't take effect. Okay? So it says, shvuah is chalos al isurin. Shvuahs don't take effect on isurin. Amar Chinuch said, not true. I have a way for it to work even with one loaf of bread. This is cool. Amar Chinuch said, afilu b'kikar echarasi. It even works by one loaf of bread. Kaldar the Tani, like that, which he said, I have a dim recollection of this being somewhere in the Bavli, but I can't tell you if Nedarim or Shavuos, these are not my strong Masechtas exactly. Like this, we learn, if this is a severity by in the past over the future. Remember, you can't take a Neder on the past, right? It's not possible. You make something a carbon upon yourself from your name, but you can take a shvuah in the past. Well, how do you take a shvuah in the past? You swear you didn't do something, or you swear you did do something, right? So let's say I take a shvuah 5 times and I didn't eat this loaf of bread. And then the loaf of bread shows up. That's not good. I took a shvuah 5 times that I did eat this loaf of bread. And then the loaf of bread shows up, right? So how many carbonas am I chayev? 5, right. Because it's a different type of shvuah. A shvuah that I'm not going to eat it makes it like an avelam on me. But a shvuah that I didn't eat it, that's to do with my activities. So there I can be chayav multiple shvuahs on the same piece of bread. Fascinating concept. Zochem l'shaver milahaba. Shimama lo'achalti chava kol achas v'achas. I get as many roll up those malchus as much as I want. Lo achal. If it's in the future, en achav el achas, then you can only be chayv one time, right? V'imaymarat en isar min shvua. Now, if you're going to say now we go back to the same chakira we had an aleph of a base. Imaymarat en isar min shvua. You're going to say isar is not a type of shvua. Chav el zev ifneatzel zev ifneatzel. Again, you can be chayv one nether and one shvuah, but that's it. But you say that it's a type of shvuah, it could somehow, you could be chayav multiple as long as it's on the retroactive, on la'avar, not on the shavar. Well, you know, I made a mistake again. This is also a header, Donald. This is clearly a header. Im Aymarat until the dot is a header. We're going back on the next part of the brisa from before. Im Aymarat Ein iser min shvuah, chava zev inatzo zev itnatzo. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, now there's a lot of tikkun gersos here from the Korban Eder, and I think they're necessary. Amar Yehuda, v'ushi yizkir shvuah, first shvuah, v'achakach yizkir neder. Okay? Remember, you're saying Michayim and Shmuel Neder, but only according to Rabbi Yudon, and because according to Korban is changed, if you said Shvuah and then Neder. Because once you take a Neder on something, if I took a Neder and said a piece of bread is Korban on me, so I can't take a Shvuah on it again, because then it's again like Mushba V'Aymin Al Asina. It's like taking a Shvuah not to eat treif, right? But what I can't, if I take a Shvuah, then I can take a nether afterwards. That I can do. Because there, I'm making it stronger. Because ultimately, Shvuah is on me. Nether is on the object. So even if I say Shvuah is like Nevela, like it said before on top, but it means it's forbidden for me to eat. The object itself doesn't become Usur. So therefore, the language of nether can follow a language of Shvuah, but not Shvuah follow language of nether. Okay? So that's what he says here. Fushi iskir shvua b'chakach iskir neder. Again, according to Korbanet's correction. I believe iskir, again correcting Korbanet, and iskir neder. V'chakach iskir shvua. No. Because nedarim chalin al isurin, a neder can take effect on an isur. Vein shvua is chal isur. In other words, a neder, I guess, you know, a neder might even work by trefa. I don't remember enough about it, but it sounds like this, that I can even take a nether on a on something which is treif. And that makes sense, you know, I'm thinking out loud. But a nether is usr anah, so I can take a nether, it's greater, it's like an isr mitzif, right? It's like a greater isr. So I can take a nether concerning something which is treif, even though I can't take a shvuah on something which is treif. So therefore, nether can follow shvuah, even though shvuah can't follow nether. That's much better than I said before. Okay, so nether can take effect on a shvuah, but a shvuah not on a nether, because the nether can take effect on iser, vein shvuah is chal isurin, but shvuah cannot. Now, the next gemara, nobody understands exactly. I have a tremendously long note here, which I wrote to, because nobody understands the next gemara. I'm going to, the least likely shot, as usual, is the best one. The easiest one. So I'm going to learn it's like the Ur Samech. The Ur Samech has his own shot in this Gemara, and he says, the Amud Yerushalayim here on the bottom brings down the Rashba and the Ramban. The Ur Samech says they were wrong. But in order to, it's amazing, Ur Samech. The Ur Samech has a very fundamental thing here, which he learns in this Gemara. The Rambam has a strange psak nobody understands. And the Orson Welles says he gets it from this here. The halach is, I can make something I own nether upon you. In other words, I can make something I own nether upon you. If I say, you are not allowed to have any benefit from this tape recorder, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. And if you do, you transgress my nether and you will get flogged. Okay? Because I have the right to make something lesser than nether. But let's, can I make you take... Can I make you also b'shvua on something? You say no, right? But the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says yes. And the Samech there tries to explain what the lomdus of the Rambam is. But the meaning... What's the source? So that's how he learns this Gemara over here. Okay? He learns this Gemara story about this, and again, it makes it work the easiest. So I'm going to learn it out, to learn like the Rambam. Like the Ur Samech and the Rambam. Rabbi Yossi Plata, Rabbi Yossi explained the final pasuk of Lesor Isar. Lesor Isar. Hare hu olai asur. If a person says it's asur upon me, right, which is a classic Lashon Neder, hare olav asur, then it's asur. I'm sorry. Hare olai asur. Asur. That's how he learns. Hare olai, which should be... Yeah, the way he puts an extra asur here. Hare olai asur, asur. Okay, if he says hare olai asur, it's asur. Hare olav asur, what if I say it's upon him? In other words, I make the tape recorder not asur upon me, but upon you. That's asur as well. Because since it's my object, I can asur not just on me, but I can asur on you. Right? Next. Shvua hare olai. If he says, the person says, shvuah upon me, right? So it makes a shvuah that he's not going to eat it, right? Or not going to wear a garment or whatever. He's also, right? Hare olav v'shvuah, and if it's a shvuah, and if it's If I make a shvua, it's going to say it's upon you the shvua also as well. And that's the Rambam Shita. Everybody else goes crazy changing the girsos. Basically, according to Oris Mecha, just added one word. And it's a position which I would never have said. Reb Meir would never dismissed out of hand, but it's Rambam's position, and says the Oris Mecha. This is what Reb Yossi is saying. I can make something also b'shvua upon you. As long as I own it, I can enforce a shvua upon you on the object. It's a shocking concept. That's how it works. So in Isser Gavra, I have the power not just to make my chetzos upon you, but if I own it, I can also project my Isser Gavra again on you. It's an amazing concept. Rabbi Yudin argues, that doesn't help because Ram doesn't pass on the Rabbi Yudin. I'm Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Yudin said, bin adorim also b'shvuas mutter. That works by adorim, it can't work by shvuas. It should be said here the regards to Mechwe's one change. Instead of Osar, he changes to Omar. Omar Hare Olai Asur, then again he adds the word Asur. He says it's Osar upon me, that's Osar upon me. Hare Olav Asur, if it says Osar upon you, again Isar Chepsa, Asur, that works as well. Shvua Hare Olai, if it says it's a Shvua upon me, Asur, it's Osar upon him. But Shvua Hare Olav, a mutar. You can't make a shvua with somebody else. Right? So that's the end of the sugya according to the Orson Mech's interpretation. And we, of course, would love to pass him with Rabbi Yudon. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi, but again, that's what the Rambam says. And he gives some sort of spara, but hopefully, as the Masechta develops, we'll understand a little bit better. I don't know. Didn't really understand the spara the way I was learning it today. Okay. Says the Mar. Mudr ani mimcha. And again, this would be a classic case with the Rambam Paskins like you, Yerushalmi. Well, there is no Bavli in the topic. Mudr ani mimcha. Whatever a person says, I make all of benefit from you, usher upon me. So Rabbi Yitzchak and Yamar, it's reflexive. Don't think it's a one-way street, it's a two-way street. Shnei masurim, zeh bezeh. They're both us on each other. Command Amar, because the Zippy says, when he says, Mudr ani mimcha, I refrain from all benefit of you, it's Command Amar, V'ana minach. It's as if the other guy said, an eye from you, even though he didn't actually say it. But the idea, when I say, I must derive benefit, all benefit from you, he's saying, when I mean to say also, as you're also to derive all benefit from me. So we're meant to be reflexive. I hate your guts. Let's have nothing to do with each other. That's basically what it means. Okay? I don't believe the Bavli brings down such a shita, but I might be wrong about that. Now we're going down similar scenarios. Our person says, Hakikar azeh nadar mimeni. If somebody says, let this piece of bread be forbidden from me, right? V'ana minar. It also means, I from it. Okay? Of course, not to be made, because the language itself, what he said, makes no sense. Well, how can a piece of bread be nodder from me? What he means to say is, I'm nodder to stay away from it, right? It's not that a piece of bread has a nether not to stay, not to be eaten by me. What it means is that I have a nether not to eat the piece of bread. Hareni nodur, the person says, Hareni nodur mikikor zeh vuhumi meni. Reino Dumikikoza Vuhumi Meni. I'm not from this bread, and it from me. He he moch. What the word he he moch means? He he moch. I think he he moch means it's usher, and the piece of bread is usher on from you. Usher on you, it also means he mimcha. It means is that you can eat the piece of bread. You say to a person, this piece of bread is usher from me, and I'm usher on it, it's usher on me, and it's usher on you. What it means is you're usher to eat it. That's what it means. Okay, so we'll just translate this language. If a person says, now I remember. Sorry. All right, so far so good. And now, I'm not sorry. Well, it says more. He, the word, take out the word Omar. Gourmet takes that. He here means Hainu. Like Hainu, it's the same thing. Not he, it, but he means the same thing. He, the Harani Lach, the same means the same thing. A person says, I am to you, as he, Harani Lecha, I am upon you. And he, that's the same thing as he areat li, is the same thing as say, you are to me, he areat alai, or you are upon me. They're all the same thing. In other words, all these languages mean the same thing. When I say, I'm upon you, it's as if I'm saying, you're upon me. They're saying, it's upon you, it's as saying, you're upon it. All these languages are equivalent. That's what Gemara wants to say.
These are all
in
the
Dharma,
naturalists.
All in the Dharma, naturalists, right. Tani. What a person says, I am removed from you. I'm absent from you. Although those are also lashonas from the Dorim, it's like a yad. It's short form, and that works as well. Rabbi Yirmi by Rabbi Yirmi asks, Lamalotina Natu. Why doesn't he say also, I'm removed? Natu is another language for removed. Kali means taken away, not so removed. Similar shows. It says that Nisa B'Soyev Attack says it in the later, the end of the Mishnah, the end of Brisa, that's our move from the Jews, also is the language of Neder. She'eni l'cha l'cha, she'eni toim l'cha l'cha. First says, that I'm not going to eat to you, that I'm not going to taste from you. Also, Rabbi Lezim Sharon Yoshi said, Tov says so mishum yad l'korba. That's also short form. Even if it didn't say the language of Konam or Neder, it's obvious what you mean, and therefore it's like just like a yad, if you say short from the makes on Yaktish, it works, so the short from the Neder works as well. Rabbi Boom Barachia, boy, Rabbi Boom Barachia asks, Im Omer lo ochal cho. What a person said, I'm not going to eat from you. But he didn't use the language of Shvua. Taisa sub shum yad, the Shvua doesn't work as well. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it doesn't. You know why? Urche the bar nasha, a person's the normal custom is meimar kansel to kucha. He says the handle of a vessel. Dilma kucha the kansel. Does a person say the vessel its handle? And what he means to say is that when you make a net, you say you're supposed to say areo lai kona, but you drop off in the last word in the sentence. But you say shvua, the first thing is you're supposed to say in the word in the sentence is shvua, and you don't drop the first word in the sentence. So what it means is the order is critical. The reason why there's yad for nether is because you just dropped off the last word in your sentence. That's considered to be as if you said it. You left off the word kikorban, kikoinam, kineder. That's okay. Then, and it's the, that's why yad nether is kineder. But by shvua, you left off the first word in the sentence. People don't leave that off. Just like you don't say you say the vessel's handle and you leave out the word, you drop off the handle of the vessel, you drop off the word vessel, right? You just say the handle. But you don't say when you want to say the handle of the vessel, so you could say the whole sentence, but if you say the word handle, that suffices, and everybody knows it means the handle of the vessel. Right? But if you wanted to say the handle of the vessel, and you just said vessel, and you didn't say the vessel's handle, nobody knows what you're talking about, and that's not considered to be, an obvious statement. And same thing, if you drop the first word, shvua, from your sentence, then that's not an obvious statement at all. Okay? That's something, like that. In fact, they deal with, they have difficulties with the gear, so, but that's the idea that Mar is trying to say. Okay, menudah nilcho, a person said, let me be in the cherem too. We want to be machmir on this and say that it's a type of chayim. Says Gemara, what do you mean? So Lusar is called the chosam. He wanted to forbid all the other guys' property upon himself. Kamada Adama, like it says, anybody doesn't didn't come at time of Ezra, Yochum Karuchusha, all of his property will be seized. We bought them Mikal Gola, and he'll be separated. So Taka sounds like Rabbi Kiva is correct. Ma'adin le Rabbanu. What do Rabbanu do with this? Why do Rabbanu argue? What do with this pasuk? Says Marchomu beneath the basin. That's basin can make special things. That's the source. Money Vam says for Efker basin Efker. So that when Beis Din imposes the chayrim, then it makes all the property for takes all the property away from him. But if I say I want to be a chayrim from you, I don't mean that in terms of a neder, and that's a rabbanim we're making on this language. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kenidur Yishoyim Neder No Benozir B'Karbon Shvua. When a person says, I want to be like Nidur Yishoyim in a neder, in a nozir or a carbon or a shvua, it works for, it's a neder in nozir, carbon, shvua. Shvua is how it's saying, it must be, so there are three different cases. O Benozir, person said Nidur Yishoyim by nozir. O B'Kol Carbon, or Nidur Yishoyim by carbon. Or Nidur Yishoyim B'Shvua, all these are valid Lishoyimus. Rabbi Zira said, should be neder b'shloishta. Works by all three at once. You can have all three at once. Household. I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, mind the boy, miftar ha'adot, Rabbi Zira. Somebody wants to explain that. Rabbi Zira said, kini. This is the way to explain it. In front of Eshkol Echon. If there was in front of him a cluster of grapes. Uvo Echon, one guy said, v'om ha'areni nozir imenu. Reuven came and said, I'm a nozir from this cluster. Ha'arei's a nozir, Reuven's a nozir. Uboyachon, another guy said, Harei carbon, these grapes upon me should be like a carbon. Harei love carbon, so it's like a carbon upon him, which means it's a neder. Uboyachon, another guy said, Harei love shvua, it took a shvua, not to eat the grapes. Harei love shvua, right? Uboyachon, then the fourth guy came and said, Mash'omu shloishton a lie. So what all these three guys said should be upon me. Lonim saw Zeh, is this guy not the fourth guy? Nodir ben Nozir, requirement of Shvua, right? He's all for all three. So too, if a guy says, Kenidre Rishoyim, on all these three things, Nozir, carbon, and Shvua, then all of them devolve upon him at once. Okay? In such a case. Now, again, the concept of Nidre Rishoyim is something we have to expand upon a bit, and tomorrow we'll do that. It's a little bit of Agadita the next tomorrow. A guide to an halacha. But says the Gemara, maybe we'll have to leave for tomorrow. Let's just do two more lines. Tani, we learn, if a person says, Kenidva Rishoyim, it's a neder. But a person says, Kenidvos Rishoyim, like the Nadavis Kenidva Rishoyim. Tani, Kenidvosim Lo Marku. But says, I want to be make a neder like Nadavis of Rishoyim. Doesn't work. Adar Marah, Shor Rishoyim, it's not Vim. What do you think? The Rishoyim make Nadavis? Came on Shadi's not they made a Russia. They made an adobe, it's not a Russia anymore. Person gives stuck, it's not a Russia. So therefore, I mean, Rishoyim make the Dorim, they swear. And then they don't give. They make pledges, but they don't fulfill them. So a person says, I want to make like neither Rishoyim, then it's a valid oath. But a person wants to say, I want to make like Nidvos Rishoyim, like a Russia who taka fulfilled his pledge, that's an invalid oath. Because Rishoyim, they don't fulfill their pledges. And then if a person wants to say, Ichvil Machen via Nadova of a Russia, that is not a valid type of neder, and his neder is null and void. Okay, we're going to go to further tomorrow night, but that's all for tonight.
Just as an aside, how does Rabbi Kiva learn Mosu
Mos, Russia Kiva? Chol Mitzvah Shatu Yochol Amitzenu. Not just in Skila, but Chol Mitzvah Shatu Yochol Amitzenu. He does Darshan. Absolutely.